Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, and we're holding at the top of the Amud, the second line from the top, the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Beishami Amrim, Mevi and Shlomim Vein Tzimchen Alein Avaloi Oilois. As we recall from the beginning of our Mishnah, from the beginning of our Mesechta, we've said that the two main kabbonis that you have to bring, every one of the three Yom Tovim, you have to bring the Oilas Re'iyah, and you have to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. In addition to that, there's the third carbon called the Shalmei Simcha, but as you recall, we learned earlier in the Mishnah and in the Gemara that it's not an absolute requirement if, for instance, you have Nedarim and Nedavos, or the Chatzos for Asham by the Kahanim. The Kahanim, as you know, eat from the Chatzos of Yosham, or they can eat from Lamushul Bechor, etc. The Kohanim don't have to bring a Shalmei Simcha. And if Yisrael is bringing his Neder Nedava, a Shlomim, he doesn't have to bring a Shalmei Simcha. He can eat from other Kabbalahs. Same thing applies to Bechor, Mas, or Pesach, whatever. Anyway, Pesach, of course, not, because Pesach is for Karm Pesach at night. So, getting back to our Mishnah. So, Beishami Omim Mevi and Shlomim. Yes, you do bring a Shlomim on Yontif. That's the Chiyav. You got it. V'chagoysim Oysoi. And we darish an oisai, meaning yom echad, the first day of Yontav, you bring your karm shlamim, shami chagiga. The ain't soim chaleim, but you don't go and do a smicha on Yontav. Why don't you do a smicha? So you recall we already had in the Gemara yesterday two pshatim. The main pshat was the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan, who learned that the machloikis has to do with a shvus. And that's why he said that a shvus should never be kalabein echa, because the five great doirais of the first Tanoim argued about this issue about whether you can go and do a smicha. What's the issue of doing a smicha on Yontif? The issue is, you mishtamish bebali chayim, which min haTorah is not a problem, it's a problem midrabanan. And that's why five of the, we had a machlekes in the Siyim, and the Batei Av, the Rosh Beis Av, the Abdezim, and they had a machlekes in the five Doirois. Five of the great giants said you can be Samech, the other five you couldn't be Samech. So when Beishamai says ain't Samech Raleim, he's going in accordance with his own view. Shamai was one of the five, and the other five we had in the Mishnah that all said, the other four that we had in the Mishnah that said you're not allowed to do Smicha. So what do you do then if you don't do Smicha? So Rashi says you do Smicha the day before on Erev Yontif. So why does Hill disagree? Because Hill says you can do smicha, as well as he holds takeif l'smicha shchita, that you have to go and shecht right after the smicha. You can't do smicha yesterday and go and do shchita today. That doesn't work. So that's the machlekes. So Beishami says you can bring your shlamim, but don't be smicha on yontif. Avla oilas, but you can't go and bring an oilas re'iyah at all on yontif. Why can't you bring an oilas re'iyah on yontif? Because the pasuk says you're not allowed to go and do malacha. Ach, Hashem, Yoch, L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levadi Yosel Lechem. Whatever is Achilles Nefesh, and Darshant Shammai, Lechem, Meloy, Gvoya, the only Achilles that you have by Oilas Re'ia is Achilles Gvoya on the Mizbeach. You don't have Achilles Hedjoit, therefore you can't go and bring your Oila on Yomtiv. But Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel Amrim, Mevi'in Shlom, and the Oilais, the same Chalaleim. You can bring your Shlom, you can bring your Oilais. No problem, and do smicha on them, everything is fine. Okay, so now when you're talking about Pesach and you're talking about Sukkis, you always have Tashlumin Kol Shiva. By Sukkis you have Tashlumin Kol Shemoina. So you can't bring it on Yontif, fine, you bring it the next day. And according to Shammai, Beis Shammai, you always have to have the next day for bringing your Kabbalahs, because you're not allowed to bring your Oilas Re'iyah on day number one. So therefore, you got to bring it the next day. So that's not a problem. But according to Beis Hillel, no, you don't really need to come on to any day other than the first day, because you can always bring your kabbalas on the first day, both the Oilas Re'iyah, Shabbat Chagiga. If you didn't, then of course you have Tashlumin. If it turns out to be Shabbos, oh, that's a different story that we're going to discuss further in the Mishnah. So that's all the Gabi Pesach and Sukkis. But now our Mishnah talks about, what about Atzeres? Atzeres being Shavuos. Zok Dimora, what happens if Atzeres Shechol Liyos B'Erev Shabbos? Atzeres falls out on Erev Shabbos. Now, We didn't learn the halacha yet, but we're going to see in the Gemara shortly that just like by Sukkot and by Pesach, there's Tashlumin Kol Shiva. You have by Atzeres, by Shavuos, you have also Tashlumin Kol Shiva. What's the Mokar? The Gemara will bring a number of Psukim for the Mokar that Shavuos also has Tashlumin Kol Shiva. But that's all very good if Shavuos is during the week. What happens if Atzeres falls out on Erev Shabbos? Shavuos falls out on Friday. So Beis Shammai that holds that you cannot go and bring your carbon oila on Yontif. So when are you going to have to do it? You have to go and do it the next day. Yeah, but you can't do it the next day because the next day is Shabbos. So Beis Shammai Amim Yom Tavoyech Acher Shabbos. Fine. The first time you'll be able to bring your oila sur'iyah will be on the third day of Yontif. Or in the case of Atzeres, 2 days after Yom Tov is over. Shavuos came out on Friday. Shavuos is over. Shabbos, you can't bring it. You got to bring it on Sunday. So it's going to be a day after Isruchat. That's going to be called the Yom Tovoyach, the day for the Shechita of the Karbanos. Or Beisil Amrim, no. Our Lashon of the Mishnah is Ein Yom Tovoyach Achar Shabbos, but the proper gear says, we'll see on the Amid basis, Ein lo yom tevoyach. There's no such thing as a yom tevoyach. Yes, there's a vada, there's a din of tashlumin. But there's no din of yom tevoyach because, says Beis Hillel, bring your kabbonis on Friday. No problem. Atzeres, yom to fill out on Friday. Bring your oilus for ee on Friday. Bring your shalme chagig on Friday. No problem. So you don't need a yom tevoyach at all. Umaydim, both of them would agree. Shim chola. Liois b'Shabbos, if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, Shem Tavoyach Achara Shabbos, and everybody agrees that you don't bring your Oilas Re'iyah or Shal Mechagiga, because although these are Chiyuvim, they're considered to be a Karbin Yochid, and the Karbin Yochid is not Doicha as a Shabbos. Therefore, you gotta go and bring it the next day on Sunday. However, says the Mishnah, but on that Sunday, Ein koyin gadol mislabish bekelov umutorim behesped ubetanis shulei the koyin dibriya omrim atzeres achar hashabbos. Normally, the day after Yom Tov of Kol is called Isruchak. Since it's Isruchak, you're not allowed to have hespedim and tanesim. It's mecha ashtikli Yom Tov. And even today, in many communities, especially among the Hasidim, they wear the shtramlich on Isruchag the day after Yom Tov. Here it's telling us they Dafka did all types of measures to stress and emphasize that the Sunday after Atzeres Shechol Yois B'Shabbos, in other words, the day of Isruchag, which is also Sunday, the day after Shabbos, day after Atzeres, they dressed normally, and especially the Kohen Gadol, wore his regular kelim. The Rashi points out, we don't mean during the Avodah. When he's doing the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, he has to wear his Shemoyne kelim, Shemoyne Begadol. However, we mean that when he was not in the Beis Hamikdash, he did not wear his Shabbos or Yom Tov finery, but he walked like he dressed like a regular civilian, like a regular Sunday. Why is this so important? Because as we know, and as we've had already numerous times, that Tzedoikim, they always felt that the Yom Tov of Atzeres falls out on Matzah Shabbos, always on Sunday. Because it says, Usfartim lechem mimochas ha-Shabbos, Sheva Shabbos zmiv siyena, and mimochas ha-Shabbos ha-Shviyas, Tisbruch ha-Mishim yoyim, v'ikrafte mincha chadosh al-Hashem. So therefore, the Pasuk on the surface would seem to imply that Shavuos always comes out on Mimochas HaShabbos, always on Sunday. And that's how the Tzedakim believed. But we know that the Chazal darshan differently, and they learned that the word Shabbos in this connection really means Yontif, and therefore you start counting, you do the Ketziris HaOymer, Mimochas HaShabbos, not Shabbos Bereishis, but Shabbos which is Yontif. I'm in it, 1 second, Barry. And that being the case, this Sunday, which is Yom Tovoyach, there was a concern that if everybody is going to treat it like a second day Yom Tov, like a second day Yom Chutzlaretz, and everybody's going to wear the Shabbos finery, in particular the Kohen Gadol, and if they're going to say you can't do Hesped and you can't do Tanis and all the rest, the Tzedoikim are going to celebrate. Oh, you see, Shavuos comes out on Sunday, even though we know according to the calendar and according to the 50 days, it comes out on Shabbos. No, it's Sunday, and they're going to say we're victorious this year. That's why, to undermine their position, they wanted everybody to conduct themselves as if it was a plain, normal day. But of course they have to bring their kabbalists that you have to do. But other than that, it was a regular day. Yes, Barry, you have a question.
We erev Pesach, we bring the Korban Pesach before Yom Tov. Of course, there's a technical issue. We have to have the Korban Shechtin and the Zerika done to be matched to the Basra to eat the Seder.
Mm-hmm.
But since the Olas for Ia has to do with the person visiting Yerushalayim,
yeah,
why isn't the Korban Kasher to bring erev Yom Tov, erev Shavuos, erev Sukkos, even erev Pesach for the Olas for Ia? Because it's on the Gavra. It's not on the holidays. The Gavra's showing up in Yerushalayim. He's bringing his Korban. He showed up. Let him bring it. Just like it's kosher to do it in Tashlum and after the Yom Tov. Just like the Korban Pesach is shechted erev Pesach. Shech the Olas Re'iya erev Yom Tov.
Do you have the Torah Ora Shalem on the side?
I do not. Here, let me see.
You don't need it. It's an easy pasuk.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Shalish Bom Bashana, Yeroa calls the Chorchas Mnei Hashem Alekecha, Bamoka Mashi Yevcha. 3 times a year there's a din of Yeroa. This Yeroa doesn't only mean to appear, but to appear together with the carpet. When is that? Chagamatzach, Chagashuas, Chagazukas, on Yom Tov itself. The Yeroa Mnei Rekam, don't come empty handed, bring along a carpet. But it's got to be on those days, Chagamatzach, Chagashuas, Chagazukas. The pasuk that talks about bring the carpet Pesach, it says you bring a B'yom Rishon. And Chazal Darsh, we don't mean the first day of Pesach, but we rather mean Erev Pesach, based on a drasha. So, there by Erev Pesach, you have to go and eat the Korban Pesach on the first night. You can't eat it after Chatzois or after Amud HaShachar, right? So it has to be eaten the first night. So you have to go and bring it. You can't bring it at night, because the Korban Pesach, you can't bring any Korbanos at night. So it has to be brought on Erev Pesach. So you have no choice. That's the Chiyuv. That's the chiyuv lechatchila. You can't bring the Korban Pesach on Yom Tov. The Korban Pesach got to be brought on Erev Yom Tov. The Kabbonis of Oyles Riyah Shalachiyah have to be dafka brought on Yom Tov itself. B'chag HaSukkos, B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaSukkos, B'chag HaShavuos, like it said in the Pesach itself. Okay, you can't bring it the day before. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, so the Mishnah introduced this Indian of the Yom Tovoyach, that if Atzeres falls down on Friday, only according to Beis Shammai do you have a major Yom Tevoyach. According to Beis Hillel, no, there's no Yom Tevoyach B'chlal. You mean you can continue bringing Tashlumin for a whole week? Yeah. But there's no din of Yom Tevoyach, a day miyuchad, on after the Shabbos. But Kuli Al-Moyde, that if Atzeres falls out on Shabbos itself, then you cannot bring other Sri Yisham B'chagiga, you can only bring it the next day, which would be Yisru Chag, and that's the Yom Tevoyach, and make sure the Kohen Gadol is wearing normal everyday, weekday clothing. So, Kibara. Now, how do you know that Atzeres has, in fact, Tashlumin Kol Shiva, Amr Bluzam, Raboishia, Minal Atzeres Yesh La Tashlumin Kol Shiva, how do you know? Shinemer said in the Pasuk that we quoted a moment ago, the Sholish Bam Mashani Rekos Chorcha, which are those Sholish Bamim, the Chag Hamatzis, Chag Ashvuis, the Chag Asukais. And the more is bothered by why would it be necessary to repeat the Sholish Bam Mashana. By the way, we have elsewhere Sholish Regolim, that you also come up Sholish Regolim, and therefore there seems to be a repetition by spelling out Chagamatz, Chagashvuos, Chagasukkos, and those are the Sholish Pam that we're talking about. It's not necessary to delineate them, so because they are spelled out, we make a hekesh. That what? Makish Chagashvuos, Chagamatzois, Machagamatzis Yeshu Teshlumin Kol Shiva, just like Chagamatzis has 7 days of Teshlumin, Av Chagashvuos Yeshu Teshlumin Kol Shiva. How do I know that Chagamatzis has Teshlumin Kol Shiva? The psukim that we've had before, that it says in the pasuk, V'chagoyisem Oysoi Chag Shivas Yomim, and we learn that Oysoi means a one day, that the first day is the day that you have to go and bring your others Re'iyah and Shalmi Chagiga. And then it's a Shivas Yomim to tell you there's a din of Tashlumin called Shiva. So just like we had that by Chag Matzis, a din of 7 days, here too by Atzeres you have 7 days. A Hekish, Machag Matzis Yishlo Tashlumin, Av Chag Ashvuz Yishlo Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Frank Dimar, notice the Pasuk has all three. Chag Matzis, Chag Ashvuz, Chag Asukos. Instead of learning Shvuz from Matzis, Let's learn Shavuos from Sukkos. Ve'imamakas v'chaga Sukkos, ma'chaga Sukkos yishlo teshumin kol shmoina. Av'chaga Shavuos yishlo teshumin kol shmoina. Maybe just like Sukkos has 8 days of teshumin, meaning 7 days before the first day, maybe the same thing should apply to Atzeres Shavuos. That besides Shavuos itself, the first day, maybe another 7 days, you have the din of Tashlumin. So the difference between Sukkos, the difference between learning Atzeres from Pesach or learning it from Sukkos will be whether you only get 7 days of Tashlumin or do you get 8 days of Tashlumin. So initially the Gemara says, who says that Sukkos gives you 8 days of Tashlumin? After all, Sukkos is only a 7 day Yom Tov. The 8th day is a regular b'fnei atzmai. Shemini regular b'fnei atzmai hu. As we know, v'yom ha'shemini atzeres tia lechem, kom lecha saboy le'isasu, it's a brand new Yom Tov, shemini atzeres. And therefore, maybe the din of tashlumin only applies to 7 days, and taka doesn't apply to shemini atzeres. So if you more aim at the ami shemini regular b'fnei atzmai, you want to mean the inyip sar kishav, the gabi those six halachas, avlin tashlumin, tashlumin derishinu. No, everybody agrees that shemini atzeres, you could bring your korban oilas re'iya and shalmei chagiga that you failed to bring on day one of Yom Tov, and that you failed to bring throughout Chol HaMoed. Everybody agrees you can bring it on Shmini Atzeres. How do I know that? Now we learn the Mishnah back on Daf Tes. Mishlei chag b'yom tov rishon shel chag, chagis kol regel b'yom tov achron shel chag. The Yom Tov Achron means including Shmini Atzeres. So that's crystal clear that Sukkot has 8 days. And therefore the question is, why does the Gemara assume that we're learning from the Hekish Chag HaShavuos from Chag HaMatzos, that there's 7 days of Tashlumin? Why don't we learn Chag HaShavuos from Chag HaSukkos, that there are 8 days of Tashlumin? Now before we continue on, we just brushed over quickly that we said that Shmini Regel from the Atzvah Legabe Pizar Kishav. I'm assuming everybody remembers what Pizar Kishav is, because we had this not too long ago in Masechtas Sukkah, but it's probably Kedai to go over just briefly again, just to refresh our memories. We had this not only in Sukkah, we had this in Rosh Hashanah and in Yuma, it comes up a few places. So the Gemara says, in Pizar Kishav, just looking here in the Masechtas Shas, Vav Rosh Hashanah Dalet. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we are in the middle here of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, and we were just beginning to discuss what does Pizar Kishav mean. So, we noted that this has already been discussed in Rosh Hashanah, and in Yuma, and in Sukkah, so by now everybody knows it perfectly. But nevertheless, for a quick Chazorah, if you look at halfway down the Amud in the Rashi is appropriately called Pizar Kishav, and Rashi tells us what does that mean? The Pei is Pious, the Zion is Zman, Reish is Regel, Kuf is Karbin, Shin is Shir, Beis is Bracha. Okay, what is that all about? Pious is referring to, as you know, that the first 7 days of Yom Tov of Sukkos, we go and bring altogether 70 Parim, and the 70 Parim are split up in the order of all of the Mishmaris. And the number of Parim that are brought, as you know, is Poichas V'Hoylich. The first day is 13, and then 12 and 11, down to 7. If you add that all up, the 13, the 12, the 11, down to 7, it adds up to 70. And since you have the 24 Mishmaris, each one taking a par, so the first day you have 13 Parim, that goes for the 13 of the 24. The second day of Yom Tov, the remaining 11 Mishmaris get the 12 Karbanos, and therefore we have one left over, and that goes, so now we go back to the first Mishmar again, and now he gets a second time, and so on and so forth throughout the whole Yom Tov, until by the end of Yom Tov, all the Mishmaris have gotten 3 Parim, with the exception of 2. The last 2 Mishmaris, 23 and 24, they only got 2 Karbanos and not 3. It's easy, Cheshbon, because 3 times 24 is 72. If there were 72 Parim, then everybody would get 3 times. But since only 70, so the first time, the first 24 get, and then the second time 24 get is 48. and then another 22. So 22 out of the 24 Mishmaris got 3 times, and 2 of them only got 2 times. And now it's Shmini Atzeres. So I would think there's only on Shmini Atzeres you only bring Par Echad. So I would think that Par should go to one of the 2. And the answer is no, that you have to go and do a Pais. A Pais means a lottery, as we know. So that's pay. Then we have Zman. Zman means that you go make a special Shechionu on the night of Shmini Atzeres, because it's a brand new Yontif. And then it's called Pizar, Reish, it's called Regel, it's a regular from the Atzma, and that's why, for instance, in Shmoneh Esrei and in Benching, we no longer say it's Yom Chag HaSukkos is there, you go and say it's Yom Chag HaShmini Atzeres is there, Chag Shmini Atzeres, or Shmini Atzeres Chag is there, different Nuschois, but it's Shmini Atzeres and no longer Sukkos. That's Regel. Korban is different, like we said before, that every other day of Yom Tov that you start off as 13, 12, 11, etc., and then the last day, you don't go from 7 down to 6, you go down to 1. And therefore, as well as throughout the whole Yom Tov, you have every day 14 kvasim, and on Yom Hashmini, you only have 7 kvasim. So things have changed radically. So that's the Gabi Korban. Same thing with Gabi Elam. Throughout the Yom Tov, there's 2 Elam every day, and on Shmini Atzeres, it's only 1 Ayel. Okay, continuing on, that's Korban. Then Shir means that you have a different Shir Shul Yoim than all the other days of Yom Tov, as well as it's not the Shir Shul Yoim that we say on your regular weekdays. And finally, Bracha Beis is referring to a special Birchas HaMelech that they go and give a Bracha to the king. And this comes from at the time when they first erected the Beis HaMikdash. On the 8th day, it says, B'yom HaShmini Sholech HaSa'am, that Shlomo HaMelech said, okay, everybody go home. We celebrated the Beis HaMikdash long enough. It's time to go home. And when they left, they gave a special bracha to the king, and that's why we have a special bracha to the king on the 8th day on Shmini Atzeres. But that's the Gabe, the din of Pizar Kishav. Of the Gabe Teshlumen, everybody agrees, Teshlumen Derishon Hu. Back to 6 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Tes, Mishlechok Beyond Derishon Shel Chag. If you didn't bring your kabbonis on the first day of Yom Tov, choykes kol regel Yom Tov achrayin, you have the right al tashlumin to bring your kabbonis even on Shmini Atzeres. So we see that there are 8 days. So we go back to the original kasha. Why do we say that Shavuos only has 7 days of tashlumin? Because we learn it from Pesach. Why do we say that it has 8 days of tashlumin? Because we learn it from Sukkis. That, of course, comes up many, many times in Shas, that if you have a choice to go and chop the larger number or the smaller number, we chop the smaller number and not the larger number. And Rashi here, like Rashi in a couple of other places, says it's a very simple reason. Because if you chop the larger amount, maybe you're not entitled to. Maybe the Torah doesn't allow you to go and do Teshlumin more than 7 days. So if you go beyond the 7 days, you're being too aggressive. However, if you are allowed to do 8 days and you only do 7 days, then that's fine. Because since you're allowed to do 8, then you're certainly allowed to do the 7. Yesh b'chal masayim mana. Within 8 days, you have the 7 days. So saying that Shavuos, you can do 7 days of Tashlumin, that's zichakut according to everybody. You want to add one more day? I don't know that you can add another day. And that's the inyan of this tefasa meruba loy tefasa. Look at the last Rashi, the third wide line towards the end of the Rashi. Tefasa meruba loy tefasa, kol mokim shetim tishnei drachim. You have 2 choices. Echad toifes meruba, the echad toifes muad. One option allows you to go and take the larger amount, one the smaller amount. Toivel chal litvois is muad. You're much better off taking the smaller. Shafila hoyul lechal litvois is meruba. Even if you were entitled to go and take the larger. V'tefasto v'tispois is muad, and you only took the smaller amount. Tvischoscha tvisa. Shiesh b'chlal hameruba hamuad. Within the 8 days, you have the 7 days. V'tispois hameruba. V'yol lechal litvois hamuad. Maybe you didn't have the right to go beyond the 7. You didn't have a right to take the 8th day. So therefore, if you're not sure, we have a 50-50 situation over here. The word Chag HaShavuos appears right in the middle between Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaSukkos. You could turn to the right and get you 7 days. You could turn to the left and give you 8 days. It's shokel. Torah doesn't say specifically. And therefore, if you have a choice, let's take the 7, then you're going to be extra safe. If you're going to take 8 days, maybe you're going beyond what you're entitled to do. Pray Timurah. Elamai Hilchasa, back to the Gemara, 3 lines for the end. Elamai Hilchasa, Kosvi Rachmana Lechagas Sukkois. The Noi Bazoi, why did the Torah even need to say Chagas Sukkois in this Pasuk? Let us just talk about the Chagas Matzois and the Chagas Shavuois. Since I'm learning Shavuois from Matzois, Legabi Hilchois, Tashlumin, there must be a reason that Chagas Sukkois is here in this Pasuk. So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Lakusha Lechagas Matzois. Also to be makish l'chaga matzah. So both Shavuos we're learning for chaga matzah the gabit tishlumen, and we're learning sukkos from chag hamatzos, but not the gabit tishlumen. The gabe machaga matzah to in lina, and machaga sukkos to in lina. Just like chaga matzah is a din of lina. Lina means that you don't go home the first morning of yontiv. You go home on the first day of chol hamoed. So just like Chag HaMatzis, you don't leave to go home in the morning, you leave on Chol HaMoed. Af Chag HaSukkos, the same thing applies. You don't go home the first morning of Yom Tov, but you have to wait until after Chol HaMoed begins. Not at night, but again in the morning. How do I know on Pesach that you have to wait until Chol HaMoed? Maybe I am allowed to go home already the first morning. So tomorrow, it's in the Pasuk. Now, of course you have to wait until the morning because you're busy at night eating your Korban Pesach. So what does the Torah say for Nisa Boy? Can tell you which day of Pesach? You got to wait till Chol HaMoed. So just like by Pesach, you got to wait till Chol HaMoed. We learn Sukkos from Pesach, you got to wait until Chol HaMoed. Now, if Rashi would end here after Chol HaMoed, everything would be fine. The problem is Rashi continues on. And Rashi says, you know why you can't go home on Yom Tov? Till be Yom Tov, Tchumin is Asur. Because you're going beyond the Tchum. In other words, if you're going home locally, you live in Yerushalayim, that's not a problem. But if you live in Tel Aviv, or you live in Bnei Brak, or if you live in Beit Shemesh, or wherever else, and you want to go home, you're going to go beyond the Tchum. You can't do that on Yom Tov. So therefore, you got to wait until Chol HaMoed. Now, this is very problematic. The reason why it's very problematic is, as Barry will remind us, who is the only one that holds that Chumen is Min HaTorah? And what does everybody else hold? Okay, so look at the top choices. Pirush Rashi, B'chol Shel Moed, Tibi Yontiv Oser, Mishum Tchumen. V'lo Yitochen, it's Konish Zayin. Dotei Nech L'Rabbi Kiva. A little bottom of Yikul Meim, the Lekki is a Tchumen Diay Raiso. Therefore, Toysa says, the Yesh Mepharshim. The Yud Beis Milan is Lo Shapil Rabbanan Tchumen. Bachi Yisam Yerushalmi. That what? That even though we, in our Shas, talk about that Tchumen is Mid Rabbanan, however the Yerushalmi says, and Rashi and Toysa is quoting that Yerushalmi, that that's only in your normal Tchum. Now, how much is your normal Tchum? You now let it go beyond a mil. How much is a mil?
2,000 amas.
1 mil, 2,000 amas. However, that is taka machloikis between Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva. That's mid Rabbanan or that's min hatoyre. Midiraisa. But kuli alma moid, according to Yerushalmi, that 12 milin is certainly min hatoyre. That if a person goes beyond 12 milin, he's over an Issah D'Oraisa. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. If you live in Bnei Brak, which is more than 12 mil from Yerushalayim, so you now let it go on Yom Tov. You got to wait until Chol HaMoed. So here too, not only a Pesach, but also Sukkos, you got to wait until Chol HaMoed. Anyway, it's not crystal clear because Tosis afterwards says, Bashash Shalonu, you see on the first narrow line, Lo Yisvirele doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. And he brings other Gemaras in Shabbos and elsewhere. Anyway, the rest of Tosis is all for homework. But the point is that we now have two Hekeshim that we're learning in this Pasuk. We're learning from Chag HaMatzis, Legabe Chag HaAtzeres, Legabe Shavuos, the Din of Tashlum and Kol Shiva. And we're learning from Pesach for Chag HaMatzis, the Sukkos, the Din of Ufanisa b'boik v'lach v'lecha, that you cannot go home on Yom Tov, you got to wait until the next morning, which is Chol HaMoed. Talk to you more tonight. If Shavuos falls out on Friday, Beishami Omrim, Yoim Tvuach Achar Shabbos, since you cannot go and bring your carbon on Friday, you can't bring your carbon Oilas Re'iyah, Beishami agrees, you can bring your Shami Chagiga, just don't do Smicha on that day, because it's a Shavuos, and the Oilam don't allow a Shavuos to be Kala Be'enach, right? Like we had according to Rabbi Yochanan. But rather, go and do the smicha on Erev Yom Tov, because he doesn't hold of take a smicha shechita like we had in the Rashi on the Mishnah. But the guy bring the oilus for Ia, you certainly cannot bring that on Erev Shabbos, so you can't, and you cannot bring it on Shabbos, so it'll be Yom Tovach Achar Shabbos on Sunday. Ubeisil Amrim, Ein Li Yom Tovayach. See, that was the gears that we had from the Masoreis Hashas, that was not the gears of our Mishnah. But it comes out the same. There is no Yom Tevayach, because you can go and bring both your carbon Oilus Re'iyah and your Shami Chagiga on Friday on Yom Tov. Zok Yomara, my love, ain't lo Yom Tevayach klal. Doesn't that mean that there's no Yom Tevayach at all? What does Yomara mean to say? We're not talking about Sukkot now. We're not talking about Pesach. We're talking about specifically Atzeres. And according to Beis Hillel, no, there's no Yom Tevayach. Friday is your opportunity, bring your kabbanis. Therefore, that's it. You don't need to bring in any more after that. What do you mean? Didn't we say now in the Omer Aleph a moment ago that Omer Ablaza, Omer Boishia, that we have a din of Tashlum and Kol Shiva? So, even Beis Hillel should agree that you can have a Yom Tevayach on Sunday, and for that matter, you can have a Yom Tevayach on Monday and on Tuesday and Wednesday. You have a full 7 days. It's mashma that there is no din of Tashlumin. My love, ain't li Yom Tevayach klal. And if Zot Yomar and Loi, she'ain't a tzricha Yom Tevayach. Avada Beis Hillel agrees in the din of Tashlumin. Nobody disagrees on that point. You have Tashlumin on all three Yom Tovim. The only reason that it says in the Mishnah that there's no Yom Tevayach, that means, says Beis Hillel, I don't need a Yom Tevayach. If everybody in Klal Yisrael is able to go and bring their kabbanis on Friday, the Oilus Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga, Sunday will be like a regular normal day. But Avada, if there's someone that could not bring it, then Avada, you have Tashlum in Koshiv. Freit Yimara, Umayka Mashmulan, Umakravina, and Biyoime. So now, based on what you're telling me is that why ain't it Tzricha Yom Tevayach? Why don't you need a special Sunday? Because you can go and bring the Kabbanis on Friday. Freit Yimara, Fliga Bachad Zimna. That's the beginning of our Mishnah that we just learned in the Omer Aleph. Titnan Bishami Omer Mevi'in Shlom Vein Tzayim Chan Aleim. Avaloi Oilois. Abaisil Omer Mevi'in Shlom Vein Tzayim Chan Aleim. So Abaisil already told us that on every one of the three Yomim Toivim on the first day, unless it's Shabbos. But if it's not Shabbos, you can go and bring your Shlom, you can bring your Oilois. And therefore, of course, there's no need for a Yom Tevayach Achar Shabbos. Why would the Mishnah need to repeat it? So it sounds like that when it's saying Ein Le Yom Tevayach means Ein Le Yom Tevayach Klal. Garnished. Zero. That there is no Tashlumin. It's a Chshver on Reb Lozom Reb Oishia that said at the beginning of the Gemara that there is a din of Tashlumin even by a Tzeres. Talk to you more today. Tzricha. I really need to repeat it twice in the Mishnah. Both at the outset, the Beis Hillel says, bring all your kabbanis on the first day, and therefore, consequently, you won't need a Yom Tevayach. And then the Mishnah has to spell it out, that if Atzeres falls out on Friday, that ain't le Yom Tevayach. Even though this seems to be just repetitive. So Yom Tzricha, you know why you need it twice? The Ashmin and Bahaf won't only say the first time. Bahak Amri Beishamai Misham, the Efsher Lemachar. When does Beishamai say, don't bring your Oilus Re'iyah on Yom Tov? And when you bring your Shalmei Chagiga, don't do your Smicha on Yom Tov? That's when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So therefore, you always have that backup the next day. Shem the efshel amacher. You can make Yom Tevayach the next day. Okay, you couldn't do it on Yom Tov, so you do it the first day. Chol HaMoed. Avol Hacha, meaning in the case of the Seifa, where the Shavuos fell out on Friday, you cannot do it on Shabbos, on Mochrosay, on Istruchag. You're only going to be able to do it 2 days later. 2 days later. Wow. We're not talking about Tashluma now. We're talking about the Iker Chiv. According to Beis Shammai, you're telling me Friday was Shavuos. You can't bring your Oilas Re'iyah on Friday. You cannot bring it on Shabbos. You got to bring it on Sunday. Wow. Really? You push it off 2 days? I would think Avul Hacha in the Sefer, Eimah Moidele Beisil. Maybe they would say under these difficult circumstances, maybe you could bring your Karbin Oilas Re'iyah on Friday. K'mash Malonu Yem Tavoyech Achar Shabbos. V'yashvin Bahafu would only tell us the Sefer case. Bahakami Beisil Misham Deloy Efshe L'machar. When did Beisil say that there is no din of Yom Tavoyach, because he can't go and do it the next day? In other words, maybe Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that if it was that Atzeres fell out on any day other than Friday, maybe Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai, don't violate the Yom Tov. We can always bring the Kabbanis on Yisro Chag, the day after Yom Tov. After all, in Chutz Laretz, it's a Sfeik of the Yom, everybody's still doing Yom Tov. So the next day, Anish Kefelech, don't bring it on Yom Tov, bring your Oilas Re'iyah on the next day. And therefore, if we would only have the Sefer case, I would say that's when Beis Hillel holds Ein Yom Tovayach. But maybe in the Reishi he would agree that the reason why the Sefer, you can't do it on Sunday, because that's 2 days later, you're not doing an Yisro Chag, you're already doing it on the third day of the Yom Tov, second day of Chol HaMoed. I would think that even Beis Hillel would agree. That's not a good alternative, bringing the first day of Yom Tov. However, when Yom Tov is a normal day of the week, on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe to agree with Beis Shammai, don't bring your Yom Tov there, Oilas Re'iyah on Yom Tov, wait until Sunday, wait until Yisro Chag, wait until the next day. So therefore, I need both the Reisha and the Sefer to tell us that in both cases, Beis Shammai holds, you do not bring your Kabbanos, particularly Oilas Re'iyah, on Yom Tov itself. You got to bring it on another day, even if that another day means 2 days later. And Beis Hillel says in all cases, you can bring it on the first day, even in a regular Yom Tov situation where you could bring it on Yisro Chag. Says Beis Hillel, you can go and bring it on Yom Tov itself. Tzricha. Barry has a question.
Are we saying that if a person is putting bar mitzvah on the day after Shavuos, Shavuos falls out on a Friday? Shavuos falls out on Friday. The person is turning bar mitzvah on Shabbos, the seventh day of Sivan. Are we saying now that his chiyuv falls on him on that day on Sunday? I mean, when does the chiyuv hit? Is it a question of the day being the day the chiyuv obligates the person in Oilas Re'iyah is now Sunday? Is that what we're saying? Did you hear my question?
I hear your question. Your question really is not only focused on this Friday Shabbat situation, but any single time, let's assume that any one of the Yom Tovim falls out for arguments purposes on Sunday. And you have, therefore, up to 7 days to go and bring your carbon, and on Sukkot you have until the next Sunday, because you have 8 days altogether. What happens if you have a boy that becomes a mitzvah, second day, third day, fourth day of Chol HaMoed? Does he have a chiyuv to go and bring the carbon, since he didn't bring it until now? Does he have a brand new chiyuv? Or do you say, since he was part of the first day of the Yom Tov, he's part of the rest of the Yom Tov? Right? Is that essentially your question?
Right, basically, because if he only came bar mitzvah, you know, if there was no chiyuv on in my case on Friday and Shabbos, and he came bar mitzvah on Shabbos, there was no chiyuv on those days, so he escaped the whole chiyuv. I think too young.
No, what you're saying is absolutely. Yeah, continue.
We already have that machlokas.
And what was with? That's good.
Or if they they broke their leg and they were cured. They were able to walk out on Sunday, but Friday and Shabbos they were still, you know, lame.
Mm-hmm.
But is that we back in that machlokas? Is that what the Mishnah is talking about?
In the case of a person who was chigah b'yom rishon v'nispashet, we had back on daf beis amud aleph. We also back on daf tes. We had a machloikis where the tashlumin l'rishon, a tashlumin zeh l'zeh.
Is that right?
If you say that all the other days of the yom tov are only tashlumin l'rishon, if the person was a chigah b'yom rishon, whether it was one leg, two legs, he was a chigah b'yom rishon, and now the rest of yom tov, Baruch Hashem v'nispashet, he is now Baruch Hashem back to normal. Everything is great. If you hold Tashlum in the Rishon, since he was potter on the first day, he's potter the rest of the Yom. If you hold Tashlum in Zeh L'Zeh, each day becomes a brand new Chiyuv, and therefore, though he was potter day one, he's Chayiv in day two. And even if he was only in Nispashin in day three, Tashlum in Zeh L'Zeh, every day is a brand new Chiyuv. So if he didn't have a Chiyuv until now, he could bring a Chiyuv later on. Same thing would apply to a Bar Mitzvah Bucher. If he was not Bar Mitzvah on day one, so therefore, if you hold Tashlum in the Rishon, he'd be part of the entire Yom Tov. If you hold Tashlum in Zeh L'Zeh, whenever it becomes Bar Mitzvah throughout Yom Tov, that becomes his brand new Chiyuv. But now let's get to your particular question here, the Gabi Atzeres. If you're going to go and tell me that Atzeres falls out on Friday, and according to Beis Shammai, you can't bring your Oilas Re'iyah, or for that matter, if Atzeres falls out on Shabbos, and then you couldn't, even according to Beis Hill, you couldn't bring the Oilas Re'iyah, if you're going to tell me that the bringing of the Korban is based on Tashlum in the Rishon, then everybody would be potter. Then you wouldn't have a Yom Tovoyach the next day. And therefore, then there wouldn't be a Yom Tovoyach at all. That Yom Tov, according to Beis Shammai,
It's a freebie.
A freebie, exactly. That you wouldn't have your din of Liro Panei Reikam. Everybody in Klai Yisrael would be able to come in. So since we see that everybody agrees that you do have a Yom Tovoyach, it's not out a Tashlumen Dikadin that you have the Yom Tovoyach. It's because since you couldn't bring it on Shabbos, and automatically it's Chal the day after. So that becomes like Yom Rishon. Not that you get an extension another 7 days.
It's a
Nidcha. Right, exactly. It's a Nidcha.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I have another question. How is it the Havmi we want to say if it falls out on Shabbos, I would agree to be Silo in that case because you can't, you don't want to postpone it, whatever, 2 days.
Right. So I would have thought.
But the Rashi in the Mishnah says, so how are you going to get around the Dereisa?
I would assume that what the Gemara is saying in that Havamin in the Tzrichasa, that we'd have some other drasha to go and ameliorate that drasha to go and say, when do you say that it's a chamalei l'gvoya only if that you can nidcha for 1 day? However, it's going to be nidcha for 2 days, then there's been an exception to the rule. You'd have to have a drasha somewhere. I agree with you. The Gemara doesn't, since we don't, the maskana doesn't make a difference, we don't have to find a hypothetical drasha. But you're right. According to that tzad, we'd have to find a makor somewhere, or halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, or whatever, to go and say that here that halacha would not apply. And we continue on for the last of the narrow lines. And again, we're asking kashis on Reb Loza Omer Reb Oishia that told us that at Tzeres you have 7 days of tashlumin. It's Toshima. Mishloi Chag Shivas Yimei HaPesach. V'yontiv, it says Yontiv Harishon Shel Atzeres. The Vilna Gaon takes out the word Rishon for a very simple reason, because it's only 1 day of Atzeres. You wouldn't say the first day of Atzeres. There is only 1 day of Atzeres. So whoever was not Chag, meaning he didn't bring his Oilas Re'iyah or his Shalmi Chagiga, the 7 days of Pesach or the 8 days of Chag or on the singular sole day of Atzeres, Shuvayne Chayeg of Rizmanoi. Batol karbanoi, like the Mishnah said earlier, it's a mu'uvis shlo yuchalis koin. You can't go and fix it because it's already too late. Okay, now since it says the yoim of Atzeres, you can't be choygi anymore. What do you mean you can't be choygi anymore? It should say over here that just like Pesach after 7 days, it should say after 7 days of Atzeres. Why does it say that after yom tov Atzeres shemayne choygi? That's not true. You can keep on being choygig for another 6 days after the day of Atzeres. So my love, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. Don't we mean the undershel Tzeres that after Shavuos is over, Matzah Yontif, we're back to regular weekdays, and you can't bring the Karim anymore? And Reb Elazar Ben Yishai said you have Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Every more light, Yom Tevayach. When it says in the Mishnah, that in the Mishnah this Braisa, Yom Shel Atzeres, it doesn't mean Yontif of Atzeres alone. It means the Yontif of Atzeres, including the Yom Tevayach of Atzeres. So that if the person passed the Yom Tevayach of Atzeres, it's already too late. You can't bring any more kabbanis. That obviously the word Yom Tevayach has that sound of one day of Teshlumen, and not 7 days of Teshlumen. So that it should only be one day of Teshlumen and not more than that. And that would be consistent with our Mishnah, that we're also saying that if you didn't go and bring it on Friday or on Shabbos, you bring it on Sunday, you get one more chance. But not that there's 7 days. Not like Reb Elazar Ben Yishai. And with the Gemara, Eima Yemei Tevayach. Since anyway you have to make an emendation of this Yontif Shel Atzeres, and we don't mean Yontif, we mean the Yontif of the Yom Tevayach. So then, go and add yet another small emendation and say, Yemei Tevayach. So therefore the way you're going to have to read it is, Toshema, Mishlei Chag Shivas Yemei HaPesach. Ushmoin is Yemei Chag. V'Yemei Tevayach Shel Atzeres, Yemei Tevayach. Then Shuv Ein Echoygeg. So you're wondering, yeah, but the others didn't say Yemei Tevayach. The others said Shivas Yamim. Why don't we go and say Yontif Shel Atzeres Shivas Yamim? And the answer is because all the others are a Chag Shivas Yamim. You have 7 days of Pesach. You have Shmoinis Yemei Chag. You have 8 days of Sukkot. To go and say 7 or 8 days of Atzeres, seven because Tefasta Merubah Lo Tefasta, you can't say 7 days of Atzeres. Atzeres ended 6 days ago. It's the 7 days of Tashlumen. No, that's what Yemei Tevayach means. Yemei Tevayach means the 7 days of Tashlumen of Atzeres. Okay. Nishka Kash. Toshima. Let's ask another Kash. Etani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amratayim, Mane Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh, Mane Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres. Just like when it comes Rish Chodesh, there's a mitzvah, of course, on Bezant and Mekadesh, the Chodesh each month. How do they cheshven out all the number of days in the month? The previous days, the previous month has either 29 days or 30 days. And after the 29 or 30 days pass, then we say the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh or Mekadesh Chodesh. Says Gemara, the same thing applies to Atzeres. Man and Yom are going to go and count the 49 days. We're going to get to the 50th day. The 50th day is going to be Mekadesh Atzeres. It's going to be in day number 50. Okay. It's a very nice parallel. They were telling too, just like by Rosh Chodesh, we count days, and the final day of the counting, Rashi says, typically on Shloshim Yom, you're going to count 30 days. The 30th day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes it's the 31st day. Here too, we're going to count 50 days. 50 days is going to be Atzeres. So that's all nice. Well, what do we learn from that? L'choyre, ma'choydesh lemnu yov, atzeres lemnu yov, or lemnu yeha. That just like Chodesh, one of the days of the Mana Yomim is going to be Rosh Chodesh, one of the days of the 50 days is going to be Atzeres. And therefore, my love, Gomer, me Chodesh, my Chodesh, Yoim Echad, Av Atzeres, Yoim Echad. Just like Rosh Chodesh is one day of the Minui Yomim, you counted 29 days, and now the day 30, boom, is Rosh Chodesh. Here too, you counted 49 days, and the 50th day is going to be Shavuos. But just like Rosh Chodesh is one day, Shavuos is going to be one day, not 7 days. And therefore, isn't that a kasha of Blazer Mavoshia? Amar Rav of the Tizbra, Otu Atzeres, Yoyim Meninan, Shavuos Leimeninan. When it comes to the Yom Tov Shavuos, do we only count days, 49, and then the 50th day? We count Sheva Shabbosois. And therefore, v'omer abayim mitzvah l'mim niyomi d'chsev tisperu chamishim yom mitzvah l'mim nishvui d'chsev shiva shavua is tispalach. And you're supposed to go and count both. And that's, of course, what we do when we count the oimer. We go and say, hi yom, whatever, let's say, let's make it easy, 49 days, hi yom, tishav arbuim yom, shem shiva shavua is la oimer. So we do count yomim and we do count shavuas. And that being the case, and the oid, Chag Shavuos Ksiv. In fact, you know what the name of Atzeres is? It's called the Chag HaShavuos, which is what we call in English the Festival of Weeks. Ah, so that being the case, don't say we're only Mane Yom and the Kadesh Atzeres, or also Mane Shavuos the Kadesh Atzeres. Okay? So just like, what is a component of the Shiva Shavuos? Each component is 1 week, and you have 7 weeks. Seven components. So one of those components, so it's talk of just like Rosh Chodesh. Just like Rosh Chodesh, one component of the 30th day, of the 30 days, is the day of Rosh Chodesh. Here, one component of the 7 weeks is 1 week, will be Atzeres. Not for purposes, of course, of Yom Tov and Asiyas, and Isra Asiyas Malacha, but the Gabi Din of Teshluman, that you have a full week. Good, so we answered that kash as well. So bottom line is, we answered all the kashas that we asked on Reb Elazar ben Reb Oshia, and Reb Elazar ben Oshia's drasha remains solid, that there's a din of 7 days tashlumin, even by Atzeres by Shavuos. And now the Gemara brings a parallel mekoyer to the din of tashlumin kol shiva for Atzeres. What is this parallel mekoyer? The Beit Elazar ben Yaakov taught on Mekoyer in the Pasuk, Ukrosem. And it says, Uvekutzruchem. Now, what if it says these two psukim? These are two psukim back to back, if you have the Torah or Hashalem. Ukrosem yetzimayoy mazeh. This is ois dalet. You call out on that day. That day that we're talking about is on Shavuos. You call out, Mikra koinish yelechem, kamulechel savoid lo isasu, chukas oilem uchom moishvisechel, zereseichem, et ayontiv, et amikra koinish, and don't do malacha, etc. And then the next pasuk. When you go and cut your ktir, you harvest, etc. Now that really has nothing to do with Yom Tov per se. That's really throughout the year. Anytime that you are harvesting, make sure you leave over peya and leket for the aniyim, like it says in the pasuk. But the fact that the Torah puts the two psukim together suggests that there is some common thread between the two psukim. And that's what the Gemara now addresses. The Beit Rabbi Lezman Yaakov Tana Omakra, the first pasuk says, Ukrosem, which is talking about on Shavuos. And the next pasuk says, Vekutzrechem, Ezu Chag, She'at Koire, Vekoitzer, Bo'oi. Which Yontif is both Ukrosem, the Etzemayoy Mazeh, and the Lashon of Kriya, that you call out today is Yontif. And at the same time, it's also day of Ktzir, of Keturchem, of Ktzir, of harvesting. Heavy Oymazeh Chag Atzeres. It would make sense to say that we're talking about Shavuos. Because when you're talking about Sukkos, Sukkos is the time of the Chag HaOsif. You go and collect and gather from the fields all of the fruits and all of the tvur that you left to dry out during the summer months. Pesach, you're not ready to go and cut all the tvur. You can cut the barley, but that's about as far as it goes. The main harvesting is Shavuos time, when you do cut the chita, which is, of course, considered to be far more superior than the Soira. Soira is considered to be more of a machal behema, while the chita is considered to be for human consumption. But it's not just that, it's all the crops, the peiros and the yurokos, all of them are now ready to cut around Shavuos time. So therefore that's the Chag HaKotzir, as we'll see in the Gemara tomorrow on the Amud Aleph. Anyway, so which is a yom tov that you have both kriya and ketzira? Have you oimis echago atzeres? So, Freddy Moy Amos, explain to me, what do you mean? Ilam yom tov? Do you mean that on yom tov itself you say ukros and beetsam yomis ed that it's mikra koidish? And on yom tov itself, if a kutzrechem chas shol me do ketzira and yom tov mishari, you're not going to go and cut and harvest your tvua on yom tov on Shavuos, on any yom tov, isn't permissible? Elav l'tashlumen. Oh, now I understand. What it's telling us is that, in fact, you could have on the same day that it's still Shavuos, and you can do Ketzira. What do you mean it's still Shavuos? Shavuos is only 1 day. No, Shavuos goes on for 7 days. Not l'gabi Isser Asiyas Malacha, but l'gabi the case of Tashlumen of bringing the Kabbalahs. So therefore, on Isru Chag, the day after Shavuos, or 2 days later, 3 days later, 4 days later, I'm in my farmer's outfit, and I'm in my dungarees and my jeans and all of that, and I'm plowing the field, and not plowing, I am harvesting all of the crops from the field, and then I remember, oh no, I forgot to bring my oil tzri and shal mechagiga, and I immediately rush back to Yerushalayim. I can still do it up to 7 days, starting from the first day of Yom Tov, for another 6 days. So therefore, it's appropriate to say that on that day you have both Ukrasim and Uvekutzrichem, it's both Ashtikali Yom Tov, and it's already time of Ketzira, Ashtikali Yom Tov, that you can go and bring your carbon, but that it's a time of Ketzira that you can do Melacha in the fields. So now, it would seem that we are left with two separate mekoyrois of the din of Tashlumin Kol Shiva by Atzeres. One is Reb Lozer Amr Reb Oishia on the Amid Aleph, that I learned it from the Hekish of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos. And now this brand new drasha of Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov, that learned from Ukrasim Uve Kutzrichem. So do I really have two different sources? Says the Gemara, no, I need both sources. The Yafagav were 4 lines from the bottom. The Yafagav, the Imadur Lezer, the Reb Lozer, Amr Reb Oishia, even though I already had the drasha on the Amid Aleph of the Chag HaMatzos, it's just Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov. In other words, I would say that the Hekish on the Amud Aleph, I have a Hekish, I learned Shavuos from Matzos. So until now, what Hekish did I learn? At the end of Tashlum and Kol Shiva, you can bring the Kurbanos. Maybe it's a package deal. Not only do I learn the din of Tashlumen, I learn the din of Isser Malacha for the 7 days. That the first day is Atzeres, it's Yom Tov. You got to make Kiddush, and you have to say Hallel, and it's Yom Tov, Avada Nevada. And the next 6 days, you have a din of Tashlumen that you can bring your Kabbanis, and it's also a din of Isser Asiyas Malacha. And perhaps the Gemara is learning the Havamina, that you only have an Isser Asiyas Malacha if you still bring your carbon. Maybe once I already brought my carbon, maybe there's no longer. Or maybe the Gemara meets in the Havamina that for Gans Kalal Yisrael, whether or not you brought your carbon makes no difference. You have another 6 days of Asiyas Malacha. It's not a day that you could go and say Hallel with a bracha, because Yom Tov is over. You can wear your civilian clothing. It's not Yom Tov, but nevertheless, maybe the din of Isser Malacha. Kamash Malon, that's why you have to have a relationship with Yaakov that says, no, Ovekotzrecham, you can do any Malacha that you want because Yom Tov is over. Kamash Malon, Rebbe Lezer Ben Yaakov. Alright, so let's go and have only Rebbe Lezer Ben Yaakov. The Eid Rebbe Lezer Ben Yaakov. All we learned from Rebbe Lezer Ben Yaakov is the din of Ovekotzrecham that you can go and continue having Ashtikal Yom Tov even after Yom Tov is over, because you're allowed to do malacha. So in what respect is it still a shtikl Yom Tov that you bring a carbon? So lo yidana kama. But I don't know how long does this last. Is the v'kutzrichem din that you have tashlumin for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days or 4 days? I don't know. For that, kamashlan b'zun Rabbi Oishia, that it's 7 days altogether. So therefore I have both drushes. Then of Reb Lezer Ben Oishia to tell you that it's 7 days, and Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov to tell you that even though it's a 7 day tashlumen, but you're allowed to continue doing malacha, or not allowed to continue, you're allowed to do malacha after Shavuos is over for the next 6 days. And then during those 6 days, you're allowed to go and bring kabbanis that you didn't bring on the first day. Yes, Hashem, tomorrow we're going to continue with Reish Lakish, who has yet another drasha about Atzeres tashlumen kol Shiva. Any questions, Rabbi Sai? Hearing none. Barry, thank you for having your son join us. That was a special treat for all of us. David Fishman, great to have you on Matzah Shabbos.
Mitch, very interesting.
Okay, you're welcome to join us all the time, since it's on Zoom. Wherever you happen to be throughout the world, you're always welcome to join us. You're very welcome. So, Zagi Bench, Rabbi Sai, Getavach, and Mitch, to be continued tomorrow morning, roughly 10 to or 5 to 8 in the morning after davening. Kol Tov, be well. Thanks for joining. Bye-bye. Goodbye.